Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be like Daniel. Yeah. I wanna be like Paul. Hey.
I just wanna serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I'm gonna serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything
I
that
for
I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before when it went on this earth, I'm committed to you first.
Let's go.
We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrifice. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelation. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, 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 I love you. I just wanna serve you.
I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High out here on drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
desire to guide, to lead, to be in a different position, a higher call. It's a desire that we must have. And it comes, family, when you get that real thirst for God's love. Because he, when you thirst, when you get a taste, ooh, Jesus.
Man up, man up, man up. Welcome to this evening Man Up show. I'm the guest for this evening, Clarence M. Allen, the author of Regulate the Manual. So first we want to give praises, all due glory and honor to God Almighty. Patsy, is that hey, you?
Hey, no, man. Look, check this out, bro. I was rapping. I was trying to ad lib with the Man Up song. My phone was on mute. I even prayed, and it was on mute. So excuse me, family. You guys must have missed everything because at the beginning of the broadcast we talked about the credo, and then I apologize. I was all into the spirit tonight and. We missed it. Hey, man, but hey, we're here. We're here to man up. We had Clarence Allen, M. Allen on board. We're going to continue. And that was God showing me just to back out and let you have the first part of this broadcast to really get into the book. Let's really take the time and let you teach the book. I know you've written the book. I know we can read the book. But let's let you teach us through the 191 pages of information and more. Is much more than that, but I know the final chapter starts in 191, so it goes from there, and we can count that for you to tell you exactly with the index and the book and the contents. There are 300, I say six pages because you got a seven pages because you got a front and a back. And a rear copy of your book. So we want to give you an opportunity to break down the manual for us tonight. Give us some things. I need all my brothers to get your pens, all my sisters get your pens and your notepads, and let's take some notes that we can get some nuggets from the man who God has given this first of all, this instructional manual, and then a word straight from heart. So I want to pray for you first, my brother, and then I want to give you an opportunity to share with myself and the audience Regulate the Manual. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight that we come here not for agenda. We don't come here for purpose of ourselves, but we come here for you, Lord, that your will be done. We submit now to sit at your feet and to hear the word that you have given this man of God to share with the masses. We thank you, Lord, that this is just one avenue for him to share, but you'll open up many more doors for this word to go locally, nationally, and then worldwide. So we thank you today, Lord, that we're coming with a decree and a declaration that we will not leave this place the same. We speak it out loud into existence that we will be changed, we will be rearranged, and we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind because we want you to get the glory. So have your way tonight. Bless the man of God that as you enrich him. Bless the man of God that as you strengthen him. Bless the man of God that as you speak to him that he is doing exactly what you called him to do. Regulate the manual. We thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Have your way, my brother.
Amen, amen, amen. First of all, giving all glory, thanks, and honor to God Almighty. May he lead us all in our mind, our body, and his Holy Spirit to give us instruction, to give us direction, to give us power, to give us health, to give us unity, to let us walk boldly in his might, in his lead. Let him be our guide, our shining light in the darkness where you can see the candle in the dark room. Let that light be the instrument of God that lead us to life and life more abundantly. So I thank you, Father Almighty, for Pastor Yee. I thank you for all the listeners throughout this broadcast, their families. Thank you for our community. We pray for peace. We pray for health. We pray for love. We pray for understanding, and we pray to speak life into life of others wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, Pastor Yee, and to all the listeners, once again, let me thank you, Pastor Yee. I thank God because there are some people that he has entered into and shown them the capabilities of this book, Regulate the Manual. And, you know, like I said last week, I wanted to create something that we can put in each and every hand that can break a lot of the trances, a lot of the spells, a lot of the mindsets, a lot of the things that we have learned or may have learned that may not go right and is not right in some of the ways of our life. And, you know, I like the end of the record by James Brown. He has a record called King Heron. And in this record, he talks about Heron. He says he sees this strange object on stage, and it tells the power, what it can do to a person. At the end of the song, he says this is a mind war. So this war is not only spiritual, is mental. Man, we have mind power, spiritual power, and physical power. And with all three of these elements of our being, it makes us the man or the woman who we are. And so when I was writing Regulate the Manual, I wanted to create something that we all can relate to, something that when we read this book, we all have seen, lived, and witnessed in some form, fashion, way, or another, that we can say, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I've seen that. And this is what happened to a relative of mine, a cousin of mine, a friend of mine, somebody in my community. These things have happened. And how do we get to all of these events that's occurring each and every day in our personal lives, in our families, in our communities, our societies? Because evil has had its way and is having its way each and every day. I mean, even with the goodness that it battles against. You know, this is a war of good and evil. Our thoughts, our words, the what we do, taking care of our health. You know, our health is three elements: mind, body, and spirit. That is a holistic approach. We cannot have one in order without the other two being in order, because if one of these elements is out of order, it affects the other two. And so, you know, I wanted to write about the history of the gangs. Where did gangs come from, and how did we get to where we at with what's happening in our community, and how they got away from their purpose, the original purpose of protecting the neighborhood, of representing the neighborhood in such a beautiful way that anyone would want to come to that neighborhood and communicate in a positive way, to fellowship with that neighborhood, to break bread, to have barbecues, man. We used to have beautiful days in our neighborhood, but now in today's time, man, it's hard to speak neighbor to neighbor, to another brother, another sister walking down the street. Many of us are locked in our own mindsets, man, with the difficulty of the struggles that we have to deal with each and every day. And so after I read in the gang members and we go through the history, I talk about the one. We used to, back in the day, I remember the one-man gang. There was always one dude in every neighborhood who had such a reputation, nobody could beat him hand-to-hand in a fist fight. He could fight four or five dudes and beat these dudes up if it came to that. You know, But most of these guys back in those days didn't bother nobody. They did that in self-defense, although we did have bullies back in the day. But most of them, they had to have a crew with them. And then, you know, we went into the gang members, and there are so many characters in the gang members. I'm going to read something out of the gang bangers in a minute. I found a page that I would like to share. You know, in South Central, there have been so many shootings in the last couple of weeks. How did America influence us, encourage us to think it's the thing to do, to go get a gun and go out here and hunt your own people? It won't be any of us left if we continue on this trend, because if we kill all the black males, the woman cannot bear a black child by a black man on her own. You know, crazy. And then, you know, I was speaking of the gang banger. These dudes think they're gang banging. These dudes are not gang banging if they go and shoot another person with a gun. And then you're so bad enough to go do it. After you do it, whether you hit your intended target, 70% of the time, the target they hit is not the intended target. It's another child. It's a mother. It's an innocent bystander somewhere in the flow path of that bullet. And then they are so bold on their way, but after they do their damage, they got to run and hide. That don't sound like bold to me. You know, if you going to be bold back in the day, if you do the crime, you do the time. You know, it's crazy. And so a gangbanger, in my mind, is a person that can hold his own without any weapon. Don't need a weapon to walk in another neighborhood, because he's going to go through there with the respect of that neighborhood and the love for that neighborhood where nobody's going to bother him anyway, and they know how to deal with it in communication, social, and even if it came down to it, he wouldn't even need a weapon to physically defend himself. But nowadays, there's so many punks, excuse my language, and poop butts out here with these guns, man. Every morning you wake up on the news, somebody done got shot. But the person that did the shooting is not there. It's just the victims. We should be ashamed of ourselves as a people with the way we're carrying on in this lifetime and society. And then, you know, I mentioned about the gangster last week. I went from the gangster from the curb, you know. It's that G mentality that represents that gangster in you, that hustle, you know. So when you go into the gangster, it starts from the curb onto corporate, even on to the leading of nations and to kings and all. At every level, there's a gangster, regardless of how much money you make, what enterprise you might run, or whatever. And so when I finished the gang members, the gang bangers, and the gangsters, I said, well, regulate is not complete. Because everybody is not a gang. It's not in a gang. Everybody's not a gang member. Everybody's not a gang banger. And everybody's not a gangster. What about the ordinary aircraft pilot? What about the mechanic? What about the preachers? What about the congregation who are not affiliated with all this riff and this wrath that goes along in our community? What about the doctor? What about the nurse? What about the teachers? What about our politicians, the everyday child? So we have all of these other people who make up the matrix in our life. You know, when we talk about gays and lesbians, nobody know how to speak upon them, but they are somebody too. You know, actually, God loved them just like they love me and you. He may not love what they do or approve of their lifestyle. They go and repent and ask for forgiveness. That's how good and beautiful and merciful God is. So after I finish that, you'll have the Who Ride. You know, back in the late 70s, in those early 70s, man, those mid to late 70s, the Who Ride started, where gangs would get 10 or more cars,
loaded up with Crips, loaded up with Bloods, and they go out and shoot out against the other neighborhoods. That was the beginning of a popping of the caps. You know, had big shootouts, man. Wasn't none of this what you have today, this little one-car dude on a bicycle stuff. And then, you know, here's another alert, an extension of the gangsters. And so after I written that, I said, well, regulators not full. Everybody's not in here. We have racists, gays, lesbians, and the status quo. We all make up that matrix pool, but ultimately regulate the manual. It goes through, man, it's just so much in here, so many life experiences, so many journeys, so many tales and stories in this book on everything that I mentioned and even much more that I can't come to my mind right now. And you know, Pastor E hit this book right on the head. It's over, let me see, it's over 342,000 words in here, 307 pages. You go to page 191, you get the races, the gays, the lesbians, and the status quo. But there is a gold nugget in this book that you won't see in the table of contents, and that's on step 242. You know, when you read this book, it'll tell you that the pages are steps and the words are stones. So when you are stepping through the stones of this book, when you get to step 242, you will see another book in the manual titled Regulate. And in that, it incorporates everything that you have previously read in this book and encapsulate this bundle of the realms of the worlds of life and bring it all together in one nugget. It's just so, in my mind, not that I'm the author, but I have reread this book several times, that it encapsulates everything in this book. And just like the Bible is a forever written book. It has no ending. So does Regulate the Manual, and I'd like to read the last step of that later on in the show. But let me read this one step with you, and I believe I am still in the gang bangers. And we're going to take a trip back in the day. It says, let us take another trip back into the past. This trip may become a little action-packed with adventures. So you better buckle up, tighten up your chin strap, make sure that you recheck your underwear, make sure that your underwear drawers are stain-free, dry, and clean. Please do not mess up this ride. Things may get a little rough. Are you ready? Are you straight? All right. Here we go. Let's roll on through these steps. Now we're on the road way back in the days. Remember, this ride is subject to get a little rough. I hope that you are tough enough. There will be many who will be getting offended throughout these adventures. If you can't handle a small dose of grown man, now is a good time for you to shake the spot. Every ride will have its own bumps and bruises. The cost of gas is getting higher and higher as we roll. There are many roads with potholes, broken glass in the street, nails, dogs. Always beware of the carjackers. Hopefully you are riding on some good tread. You really do not want to get a flat tire on any of these roads. Do not go down any country roads, dark streets, small avenues. Stay off all the back roads and shortcuts. Riders, maintain all of your headings. Keep it steady as you go. I hope that you have a full tank of gas and that you would not have a flat. I am hoping that your car does not have a breakdown, period. Watch out for the hitchhikers and do not stop for any strangers. Trust no one outside of your automobile. You have just entered the times back in the days. Looking around, I will say that we have reached the times of around the early into the late 1960s. Hey, man, the brothers sure have some big Afro naturals. Say, check out that cat process hairstyle and his buddy wearing a Calvados. Please, Check out the baby with those hot pants on, high heel boots. Man, she is fine with that pom-pom natural hairstyle. All of you young brothers, while you are back in the days, you will need to pay attention to what is really happening. Take a good peek at the games and watch out for traps. It was during these times of the days when there was no crib games in existence yet. It was back during these times the brothers, they all had called each other blood and bleed. Calling someone blood, bleed, that meant that it was taken to be as your brother to you. Calling someone by the name of blood or bleed, it had meant that that person was your blood brother or your soul brother. Along there were many gangs back in the days. The numbers of the yesteryears of gangs do not even compare nowhere near close to the numbers of the gangs that we have today. Wow, how the gangs have grown over the past 40 and more years. It all seems like it was just a couple of gangs back then as compared to the number of the gangs we have today. Back in the days, the Farmers, the Central Gang, the Slawsons, the Avenues, the Jungle, the Pygmies, there were many more gangs that were in existence. There were many gangs that was banging back in the days that I do not even know about. Anyway, back in those days, the gang bangers lived by certain rules and regulations for the gangs, and they handled their business with respect and consideration of others. There were some gang bangers who had taken special oaths to live by. These were some of the ways and means which was passed down through the ranks. The rules and the regulations, they were passed down by our fathers before us. Somewhere during, I would say, in the middle 1970s, the ball was starting to fumble. By the time the 1980s had come around, the ball was lost, tossed, and it had faded out. The time has come to pick up the books. Back in the days, it did not matter about the size of the gang. There were some gang members who did not care how many bangers they had to go up against. When the time had come for the gangs had to fight against one another, the gang bangers, they were in the forefront of the battles. The fights had gone down of the hands. The hands, they were the most widely used weapon within the gang battles. The gang bangers had specialized in the use of the hands back in the days. It was because of the use of the hands, brothers had to live to see another day. The hand battles were shown who was the baddest cat banger dude way back when it was years ago. Look, having some good hands available would be a big thing in the sight of the ladies. If you could sing or fight, you had some good chances with the ladies back in the days. Back in the days, the thing to have was a pair of good working hands. If you were a good street fighter, or if you knew how to get your Mac social on with the ladies, and please, if you could sing, you were practically the man with the girls. Being social was a thing back in the days. There were also times when a young punk could not handle a fair butt whooping. These kind of whips would always try to find a way to cheat during the fist fight. And so from time to time, these whips would cause a spike to jump on the Richter scale in the neighborhoods of our communities. These losers, they knew right in the beginning that they could not and did not know how to fight. They were the ones who would always want to be starting something. But this is just one of the many times that you could not worm your way out of the situation. This is what caused the small escalations of violence with weapons that have entered the games of the gangbangers and street fights. Now, the top has blown his lid in a whole new fashion. The new cowardly tactics of the wimps, the snitches, the cowards, the player haters, the backstabbers, the hundreds of more false characters are dominating the games. Death and destruction has taken over them. There are no more days of fair street fights. I will personally miss all of that. Just weapons and killer tactics are the name of the games. Back in the day when I was a youngster, there were plenty of house parties, record hops, school dances. Any one of these parties was a good one. And you never had to worry about any guns. You can also pick any one out of the three, and you may find yourself between a gang fight at a party. I mean, buckle in. tighten your chin strap. Make sure your seatbelt is on tight. Yeah, get your helmet on. Get your goggles on because this is a ride inside of the gang bangers. I can go farther. Anybody want more? Are you there, Pastor E?
We are here. I believe people already start raising their hands because you must be inspired. We have to continue that. There's some people that don't even know what a gangbanger is, and there's people on this broadcast, I guarantee you, that have no idea or didn't have an idea that there was a book that described inner city. And this is what we wanted to bring you back, is that we really want to know what the manual is here for. So it's really, first of all my listeners out there nationwide, this is a snapshot of the hood from the beginning. I remember the things he's saying about Halloween, egg throwing, and having fun. I mean, just the things we used to do. We used to have to make toys back in the day, but we had so much fun. Then it transitioned. This manual is opening your eyes, and we want you to continue with that, but we also want you to give us some instruction as you move through. We got about 15 more minutes. I'm going to lend to you. Then we're going to open up the lines and get questions and responses from our listeners.
What I'm going to do here is I'm going to go to that hidden nugget and jewel of the book, Regulate. And I believe I read a little bit last week, but I'm going to read it again and just read a little more and skim through some pieces of it so we can see how what I read and all those other adventures, it encapsulates and incorporates them and bring them to form on how to find peace as we move through these lifestyles and these journeys that we live. So what is regulate? Regulate is to govern or direct according to rule, to bring under control of law or constituted authority, to make regulations for or concerning industries of a country, to bring order, method, or uniformity to one habit, to fix, adjust the time, amount, degree, and rate of. These are the definitions that I found in Webster's Ninth Collegian Dictionary. These definitions are great expressions to describe the meaning of the word regulate. To regulate it must also be accomplished in truth and with a purpose. In today's world and in the worlds to come, these definitions may become a little generic, and it seems to get sifted out through time. The word, the life, and the realm of regulate would have to become used within a more universal life situation. This is in order to cover the many grounds to govern. You and I also, we all may need to put more into our own store of the rules to regulate. Listen up. To regulate is to be in control and to always to be in control of you. Self-control is that part of having your own power. So the more regulated power you apply, the smoother your operations will run in your life. Once again, the triple stack will make every attempt to continue to hold the tigers by the tails and to hold the horses until the cows come home. I hope that this manual will help every gang to be better at the things they do. I hope regulate will allow them to work in truth and with a purpose to teach each and every gang member. I hope that your membership will be lived up to and carried out in truth, respect, and a whole lot of real thoughts put into your decisions before you deal with your actions. To all the gang bangers, hopefully you all will bang with your manhood while you are living out your mission instead of running around like headless little boys, going around town and gunning down everybody who gets into your way. Gangsters, every gangbanger, when you regulate, you will have to be the better know-how to recognize all the fakes and the frauds, knowing the bad loans when you see one from the real deal. Hey, to the common everyday ordinary person who just don't get it and you just don't know, are you curious enough and do you want to know more about your real self? At the same time, you can also learn much about others just by regulating yourself and your life. I hope no one will get caught up and become a victim or a statistic in life. Regulators looking forward to those who are crooked and to those who are racist, and you know it's wrong. Regulate will allow those the opportunity to return to the real self and who they really are with regulations. Regulate is a device that will eliminate many of the racial profiling, racial hatred between colors, allow gangs, et cetera, to return to their original status within their communities, turn the bad and racist cop a good, honest cop. What did you sign up for? Those who are corrupt, regulate your way back to where you belong in the beginning. Snitches, well, there are so many of you who can just help themselves. It's just in you. Here's another shout out to the politicians who may belong to. There may be some who know what regulators talking about. There are many who will need to re-roll their sleeves up and reconsider and get the work done for the people instead of sucking up payoffs, taking some pay cuts, turning a blind eye, and meeting the demand for the bribes from the corps, the lobbyists, and the other big shots. Regulators reaching all the way up to the heads of state, world leaders, generals who are in charge and in control. Let's regulate and get real and be real with yourself, and then maybe you'll become that world leader and general of yourself. I am a regulator myself. I must regulate myself each and every day. Just like the town's blacksmith, there are always irons that must be pulled out of the fire and forged into their own metallic shapes. Become a true regulator, you must first learn how to become and control of yourself. Your first step in regulate must be that step to regulate yourself. Without learning self-control, it is impossible to become a true regulator. You must be able, in the heat of your battles, along with all of their furies all around you, find that step of total control of yourself. This is the main step toward your mission to regulate. Never leave home without your regulated control. Regulate. Regulate also want to reach out to the black man in America and around the world. This is for all the G's, the baby G's, from the classroom to the streets. Regulate is to those young men without an adult male figure to help guide you along the correct steps to regulate your way through life. Young men, you do not have to have that true male leader in your life to help guide them through their right steps. A real big homie is needed to help guide you through this land of sour milk and weak money. I pray that this manual with all this complicated information and knowledge will be that helping tool to help you lead your way to regulate your way along your journey without falling prey to all of the tricks and treats that are out there waiting for you. Believe me, my young black brothers, yes. Yes, you have it hard and much harder than any other race on this planet. But peeping at the games, if it was not for being hard, how would you then measure up to all of your tests in life? To grow into a full, solid, and strong black man, you must pass some of the most ultimate tests in this life. Black man, there are many of you who are really making your life harder for yourself. Keeping on, keep on stepping, and let's see if you can regulate that. So keep on stepping, and never stop, and never give up. Here we go. Here's some qualities in life. This next quality of life that one is one that I believe we all struggle with and have problems with from time to time. As a matter of fact, there are those times within our own life where all the things may seem like they sit and wait in their own balance much of the time. It is during these times when we do not know which way things are going to go. Faith. Faith is that moment when you hope for something that is not there or hasn't happened yet. But at the same time, we may also believe that it will come to happen or it is in its due time. Without having faith in your personal life, man, it may become very difficult to regulate anything, let alone just to regulate itself. Find faith, and you will also find some of your inner sight and some of your inner strength. Faith is to believe in something that is not there, and there may be no proof of it. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Regulate with faith. Meekness. This is not much of a spoken fruit of the trait. It has now been long lost within the many of our daily lives. There are so many of us who are now going around everywhere always practicing that tough and rough imagery. But to have meekness in your heart is to be mild-mannered, cool to the handles, humble enough to be gentle. Being meek will also help get many of your rough and tough life situations handled much more smoothly. To be meek is like having an injury or something done against you, and instead of acting out violently in an unruly manner and with resentment against the perpetrators, you handle the situation with patience and without resentment toward them. Let's put some meekness into your regimen of regulations. Regulate with meekness. Temperance, yes, we all need to have temperance within our personal life. Temperance is the ability to moderate your actions, thoughts, or feelings. Sometimes the hardest thing for many of us to do while we are in the heat of a situation is to apply some self-restraint and self-control. Temperance is a good thing to have in your repute. Regulate with temperance. Long-suffering. It is to be long and patient with endurance of an offense where you have been done wrong and maybe you also have been ill-treated. To become a true regulator, there may come times when you may have to go through some long-suffering times. Things are done out of madness and in haste and are truly not being regulated. Sometimes there could be a variety of things that can get worse without being able to go through the long-suffering times when all the things seem to be lost. I have experienced the blessing of receiving greater rewards in the end due to some of my own personal long-sufferings, which I had to endure. We will all eventually have to go through some times when there will be those long-suffering times and hard times all at the same time in our life. At one time or twice. And regulate goes on and on. Let me go a few more steps down here and do this one. And I might have covered this last week. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female, he created them. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed his nostrils and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. "For thou art great and doest wonderful things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. For God is the king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth on the throne of his holiness. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hereby ye know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. God is faithful, by whom ye are called unto fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Then this is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and there is no darkness at all. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, let us love one another, for God is love, and everyone that is loved is born of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God, he is the one and only true living regulator. There is no other. Sometimes I look at the powers of life as being either primary power or ultimate power. Take, for instance, there are only two weapons that you can use during your everyday battles. And to read farther than that, I go into what is primary power, which is us. And I go into the ultimate power is God. And when we apply God in our everyday situation, nothing is impossible, because nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with God. I like to thank everyone who has heard some of the stones, steps of Regulate the Manual. I hope we all have gotten enough food, energy, and life to sustain us throughout many days, throughout the rest of the days of our life, as a matter of fact. Pastor, I thank you for allowing me. Let me do this one thing at the conclusion of this read. I said I was, because I said that, this is the last step and some of the last stones in Regulate. People who live in the United States, today is the day that you will regulate. People who live in Mexico, today, this is the day that you will regulate. People who live in Canada, today, this is the day that you will regulate. South America, today, this is the day that you will regulate. People throughout Europe, this is the day that you will regulate. People across Asia, today, this is the day that you will regulate. And it goes to China. It says, your name does not have to be Alexander to be great. Regulate, and you will be great. Regulate just because you are great. Regulate the great. Regulate the greatest. I thought that I would try on a few new titles before we reach these last steps. Remember, regulating never ends when you reach that step that you think is the last step in this manual. Regulate. This has only just begun. Now regulate forward and return to step one. Step one, regulate, and don't be too late. Are you a regulator? Will you believe? Will you regulate? I do believe regulate. Now go, grasshopper, and return forward to step one. Regulate the manual. It is written, and you are here. Thank you, Pastor E. Thank you to all the listeners.
Amen. Let's regulate. Come on, dial one. Have any questions for Clarence tonight? We want to hear from you. This has been a great hour, because now you're having a foresight of the book and the information that you can retrieve and be blessed with from this. This is hands-on. This young man allowing God for him to speak through these pages and through his experiences and through the ability to not change others, but change yourself. Come on, get involved. Let's regulate. Minister Michael, come on in, man. Man up.
Okay, hey, what's up, y'all? God bless everybody on that's listening today. How y'all doing?
Bless.
Man up, man up, man up.
Yeah, man up. Hey, I just wanted to say, first of all, the new word for the year is regulate.
Yes, sir.
It's regulate. Okay, that's the new word because, and it means, the meaning that you was breaking down, and first of all, I can't wait to read the book because you turning boys into men. It's an old saying.
Now.
It's an old saying. They say boys always got something to prove. A man know who he is. That's regulate.
All right. Yes,
you hear
sir.
What I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? That is regulate,
yes,
bro. You know,
yes,
I felt it, man. And then how you was breaking it down on. You know, how it used to be back in the day when, you know, when we had morals and we had gangs and everything, but you know what I'm saying? You went by a certain way. Matter of fact, what they used to call it, the G-code.
Yes.
You might say. And the G-code was like, you know, morals, you know, stuff that, you know, you were supposed to help folks and everything like that. It wasn't like how it is now where everybody robbing and killing and stuff like that. You had some kind of integrity even though you was in a gang, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. Now, they did some stuff, don't get me wrong, but they still had, you know, they still had that other side
yeah.
to where, you know, they, you know what I'm saying, they helped folks and everything was part of the community. They was helping the community, too. At certain
yes,
times,
you
know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Yes. See, back then, we had structure. We had leaders. You just couldn't
yeah,
go
there
out.
You go. There you go. There you go.
You just
structure.
Couldn't go out and do what you wanted to do. You had to go
uh-huh.
get permission on some of the things that you had to do because communities had alliances, man. And
right.
they respected
yeah.
that. And you couldn't go over there
right.
crossing nobody because... Not only you get checked by them, you get checked by your own neighborhood.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's the truth.
You know, leaders
yeah,
came together at a table, man, and had meetings, man, and they came back and brought that meeting to their community. And, you know, back in them days, man, we had our own activities, man. We had boxing rings in the backyard, man. We
right.
had locations where we chilled out at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
right.
I'm glad you guys are kind of bringing that up because the biggest thing that's missing out of all the things we talk about is the church used to have a big role in the community.
Yeah,
I'm telling
yeah,
you, from my,
yeah,
I'm,
so
I grew up in Compton, okay? My daddy was the pastor for everybody, and they respected
mm-hmm.
him. I mean, I'm talking about killers, like Clarence said, other it was one homeboy from my hood. His name was Mad Mike. Mike could throw them things. He could beat five at a time. Everybody was scared of Mike. But Mad Mike would not mess with Reverend Hamilton. And
yeah.
And then my daddy would come around and say, leave him alone. They'd be like, you gotta go. They respected the preachers. They respected the church. Nobody ever graffitied a church in our neighborhood. Nobody
yeah.
ever disrespected the deacons, the ushers, the mothers. Nobody. I mean, the
yeah.
church was respected in the neighborhood.
Had the most respect.
Because they respected the people. And it wasn't
yeah.
like, you know, a lot of people got a big facade about how the church destroyed people. The church used to support people. I know personally how many light bills my daddy paid. I know personally how many water bills he kept going just for the people in the community. And it's just that was a big fall off on why we lost a lot of momentum is the activity and the influence of the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about
yeah.
that, too. Yeah, cause the church
yeah.
played a big – because if you think about it, the church even played a part for the civil rights movement and a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, a lot of churches came
hey.
Together for that, you know.
Well, the churches became the daddies it became the daddies for the fatherless home. It became the mothers
yeah.
for the motherless home. It was the go-to. You know, if something happened, everybody went to the church, bro. I remember if something happened, the first call that was made was to the church.
And you know, Pastor, right. back in those days, the preacher, the pastor was the only person that can come in the middle of a gang and everybody shut it down and listen
everybody
to him.
Everybody shut it down. Everybody shut it down.
Right.
I'm serious.
Yeah. You're so right about that.
So we got to look back at some of the things, and I know Regulate is showing us individually how to regulate, but we really got to show by example. You can't change. We cannot change the world, but what we can is influence it by our example, how we regulate ourselves and how we show others how to regulate themselves, not by what we tell them, but why we show them. Hey, let's take a moment.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Dial one. We want to get everybody involved in this conversation. Yes, we are at our hour limit, but guess what? This is God's network. Let's keep it going. If you got a question, you got a comment, if you just want to give a shout-out, dial one. Come on in. Talk to myself, Minister Clarence, or as now, Minister Michael, a.k.a. Rockbox is in the house. Dial one and get in the conversation. If not, we're not going to force it. We pray you got some good information tonight. I know I did. That's why it took me a minute to get back on the line. I was taking notes and reflecting on the things that's sometimes we forget about stuff we've been through.
Yeah.
It takes other people to remind us. Remember how good it used to be. And man, it wasn't no guns. There wasn't no killing. And you couldn't just go beat up nobody without going through somebody.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
It wasn't
no
bullying. You wasn't going to just pick on somebody just because he was light-skinned or pick on them because that they was this or because they really weren't a thug. No, you had to go through people, and it had to be a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember when I was the weakling. I remember when I was the white boy in the all-black neighborhood. Believe me, I got beat up a lot, but I kind of could have got beat up a whole lot more if it wasn't for the OGs saying, no, y'all just not going to do the preacher son like that.
Yeah,
and then they put me in situations where now I wasn't getting jumped on. I was learning how to fight one-on-one.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
You learned how to fight back in those days.
Well,
man,
it changed the game. I learned how to throw them things in. I wasn't beat up no more. I was holding my own. Oh, man. But, you know, that's still healthy, you know, that we train each other to protect our neighborhoods. We train our men to protect the women and to be real men. That's what Man Up is all about. And now we got the element of regulate to go along. We can keep building from here. If you're out there and you got something that God's put on your heart, add it to the Man Up the movement. Let's regulate. Let's communicate. Let's do all the H's and whatever we put with it. Let's do it. I want to bring in a brother of mine that I know has been inspired. He's probably at the gym right now. So if y'all hear a bunch of metal bunching around, you know he's getting his workout on. But let's bring my brother, my friend, James Hudson online. I want him also to share with us the updates on Joshua Johnson and his case. We got grand juries. We got local investigations going on. We want James to share all that. Come on, man up.
Man up, my brother. How we doing over there, bro?
Man, I'm blessed.
I'm trying to regulate this hot tub over here, see if I can make that happen while I'm looking at you.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I'm trying to regulate this hot tub, man. I just love getting on and just listening to the brothers sharpening iron, man, and just good to hear it. You just don't know, as I always say, man, who heart you're touching on. Who's just listening in and you don't even realize it, man. So God always sends a word for it, man. That's why I love getting on, listening to the brothers, man. I heard the regulator saying, man, you know, you got to take God with you everywhere you go. That's the key to the whole thing, man. And if people just realize that, when you wake up in the morning, take him with you. I don't care what you're doing, what's right, what's wrong, take him with you. That's just the bottom line, because it's hard to want to do wrong when you know you got the Spirit of God riding with you. So that's the thing right there. So you develop that relationship with God, and then that way you don't have no fear. So I just want you guys to know that you don't know whose heart you're touching when you're on these on Man Up Tuesday nights, man. Just don't know situation that somebody might be in, and you just help them make it through another day, you know, that. And that's why I just want to encourage you, brothers, to keep on doing what you're doing. The update about Joshua Johnson situation, I want to thank everybody that, you know, last week we were making calls. We had taken the family before commissioner's court, and we got some really great responses from that. I mean, I've been getting letters from Republicans, man. You wouldn't believe it. I don't even know how these people get my address. But anyway, you know, telling me, thanking them for standing up for Joshua's family and stuff like that. But I have been working with Commissioner Rodney Ellis's office after we went before the commissioner's court. And even today I met with Congressman Al Green's staff, and I've been meeting with them the last couple of days. So we've got some things in the works. I want to thank God for that. Some serious stuff. It's not no joke. This is real stuff that we're dealing with here, guys. So we want you to continue to pray for Joshua Johnson's family and the covering of his family, as well as myself. We know we're dealing with people that apparently don't know the Lord, and that's the most dangerous person there is a man that does not know God. And so, you know, we know we're dealing with those type of individuals, because when a man don't know God, he can't fear God. And then that's the kind of situation you find yourself in when you're dealing with these folks that go out here and take another man's life and don't even think nothing about it. Go home and hug his own children and go to bed and don't think nothing about it. That's a very dangerous fool is what it is, because God has said every knee is going to bow and you're going to confess. You're going to have to man up when it comes to all these sinful acts that you're doing. So like I tell people, I've been so many folks have called me, praying for me, giving me scriptures, doing all kinds of things, you know, trying to cover me. And I think my brothers and sisters on Facebook and all of them, you just have no idea the outpouring of support that I've been among so many churches talking about the Joshua Johnson situation. The pastors have been so receptive and getting their members involved in the phone-in campaign, Congressman Green. I'm sorry, Commissioner Ellis' office told me, said, man, these phones have been ringing off the wall every day. It's just unbelievable. But that's what happens when you go to the church, like your brother was saying. That's where the beginning was. That's what's supposed to happen when you see one of your brothers or sisters in need for your support, just by simply picking up the phone and asking for justice for somebody who's been unjustifiably taken away from their mother and their father. So it's been a long, you know, 2 years. April 22nd, make 2 years. That Joshua was shot and killed, and boy, I tell you, it just seems like, oh my God, I can't believe we've been fighting this battle for 2 years already, and we still got a ways to go.
Go ahead, tell the truth. Shot and murdered.
Yeah, right. He's murdered. Exactly, he's murdered.
And murdered. Now, James, please share with any new listeners that I know they're intrigued now. They probably, there may be one or two or maybe 100 on here that never knew. They don't know what we're talking about. Please share the link on YouTube that they can watch the play directed, written and directed by James Hudson, also who is a screenwriter, director, and actor. Please share that link that those could go back and watch the play to give them an insight on what happened in this murder case in Houston, Texas.
So I did write a 2-hour production almost a year after Josh, just to show people what actually happened from our standpoint, the family standpoint. You can look at that on YouTube. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is go to your YouTube on your phone, pull up Chapel of Restoration, the cover-up. Go to YouTube, type in Chapel of Restoration. That's the name of the church. Chapel of Restoration, the cover-up, and you will see a 2-hour production that I put together. And it's trust me, if you watch it, you will see the man that shot and killed Joshua. You see, you just look at it. You'll understand what we're talking about if you watch that. And then we just ask you to share it with your family, share it with your friends. Just keep sharing it with people. I think we're over 3,000 people that have already watched it, you know, to sit down and watch a 2-hour production. That's pretty good. So it's right at, I think, like 3,500. So,
Right.
So just keep praying for the family, man. Keep covering us. God knows. He knows our heart and our soul. So I want to just thank you personally, Pastor. I know you've been really pushing this on your end, and Eddie Justice, you know what I'm talking about. My
yes,
boy
sir.
Eddie. All you guys are doing a great thing as far as helping us push the thing, and I just want to thank you. So we will be updating you, but again, just go to the Chapel of Restoration, the cover-up on YouTube, and you will see the play that we did. And I've been writing plays for 30 years, so it's a very, very, very good play. I'm not saying it because I wrote it. I'm just
saying it is a good play. It is. It was only missing one additive. Pastor E was not in that play. That's the only thing that was missing is that Pastor E was not in that play. But it is a great production.
It's not like you haven't been in it. I've been putting that out on Facebook, showing you do your little thing on that. So the best is yet to come, my brother.
Oh, I know, brother. I can't wait. I want you guys to also be in prayer for covering of James. This is real. They're watching his. They're watching his home. They're watching his job. They follow him on the freeway. They're tracing his calls. They're blocking Facebook. They're reverting his posts all around. Don't tell me inner city government can't mess you around, but prayer works. And the biggest thing that the doors are being shut out now is because prayer is working and it's starting to show its fruition through our prayers and our sacrifice to believe that God is in control. So know that it's coming together. Know your prayers. All of my team that have been calling from California, that's been calling from Arizona, that's been calling from all the West Coast cities, Seattle, Utah, all of our covenant partners on the West Coast have been calling because I've called several times and they said, what is this 562 and 310 area code? This is California, and we are supporting also. So don't give up, guys. Still help us in this drive. And no, this is really about regulate also. You got to know how to regulate. The only difference between this case and the George Floyd case is there were cameras. There were witnesses. This was even more crucial and more hid up than the George Floyd situation. Please go watch the play. You'll see that this is a cover up, a hide all information, but it was not on film, or this would have been settled.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
Real talk.
Amen.
Hey, Pastor,
let me say first, God bless you, Brother James, and thank you, man, for everything that you're doing. You know, I heard you listening to what I read. Your championship work for Joshua. Thank you for all that, brother, down there in Texas, man. It's a different down there than up here in California, you know. But all across America, if they can catch any of us as a black man in that right trap where they think is right, they're going to take us out. You know,
I really want you to go watch the play because this is more devious. And then you look at the background of this officer who is, and I know they listen to me too, so I can care less, but this officer is known for his reputation. My family members that don't even know James, when I brought his name up, know him from the hood, know him. They don't even like to mess with him. And there's a bunch of gangsters in Houston. You got to go watch the play and see how dynamic this is and how much of a inner city corruption that is about to be busted open in the city of Houston. And that's why I wanted you guys to connect, because Regulate the Manual is the next play. And the next play is Regulate the Manual, that things can be seen a lot more than they can be read.
Amen.
Man up. We got another caller. I got another caller. Hold on, Clarence. I'm gonna let you give us some recap at the end of this. But I want to give everybody that has their hands up a chance to get in now. Pastor Terry, which is always my go to. Come on in. Let's woman up on Man Up.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to say boys Woo! To men. I heard Minister Michael say boys to men, but
boys
Minister
to men.
Clarence, Pastor E, I just have to say Minister Clarence, Pastor James, all you guys, all the listeners on board, this has been deep. Regulate. Minister Clarence, you know, every time you come on and you share those inserts from your book, it just makes us let's go get the book, let's read the book, because you're sharing the principles from the Word of God. Glory to God. And I always say, as you're speaking, I say, oh, I thank God for his protective angels for protecting us in the streets of Compton while we was running loose blindly in darkness, in sin, not knowing what we were doing. But I praise God. I praise God for you guys. You guys, you men of God. Coming on, I call you my family. Coming on here and just speaking the truth. Praise you. Praise you, Mitchell. Hey, family, you know, just praising God. We got to praise it for his goodness. But Minister Clarence, I heard you say, Pastor E, I said, he's jumping in my Kool-Aid because Thursday my word is self-control.
Uh-oh.
When we learn to control self, everything else has this perfect place. That's why he said in the fruits of the Spirit, that's the last fruit that he told us, to control self. We can't control self, we wasting our time. So glory be to God. Regulate, man up.
Keep for the preach now. Y'all better watch out.
I'm so excited because, you know, regulate. The Lord says that's for the regulate this flesh so that we can operate in the spirit. Regulate your flesh. You have to have, Jesus gave us control over our flesh. Praise be to God. And Pastor James, know that we are with you all the way for Joshua.
Yeah.
We've been praying too because we know there's corruption everywhere. We know that the Lord's angels are out there to protect us, but the devil don't want us to come together in unity. Unity comes in numbers. In numbers, we have power. We have power in numbers. The Lord says, come together. He wants us all to be together in unity, on one accord. Oh, Jesus. I thank him. I thank him for you guys on this line tonight for Men of the Movement. I praise God for you guys, and I love you guys. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Love you, too. Hallelujah.
Hey, praise God, family. Love you all. Amen.
All right. Look, she womaning up, old manning up. Come on. Is there anybody else out there that would like to get this conversation? Dial 1, area code 470, last 40433. You're live on Man Up. Regulate.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless everybody on this wonderful Tuesday evening. Amen. Pastor Fivefo, my brother, amen. I just want to apologize to everybody for the MIA, but really wasn't MIA. I was really taking consideration of what my brother had went through with his son. So I took a hiatus because of what was going on with my brother. So, nevertheless, we'll be back full effect first Sunday in May. Now, regulate.
Hallelujah.
Man, my brother, there was a wonderful book that you're writing about how we need to really pretty much sum it up, grow up as a man. We have a lot of men, but we have a lot of men who are fatherless, who were never shown how to actually be that man. And yes, we do have homies that we grew up with that were in the gang society that took many of us under their armpits, if you will, to show us exactly what it is to be in these streets. I, too, had a brother that took me under his wings. I was at 17. He was about, 20. He had to be about 5 or 6 years older than I was. And so you're talking about somebody who really taught me the life lessons, knowing how to, but in my terminology of teaching me, he taught me really the fundamentals of money, how to manage money, how to be a protector over that which is God has given you, how to also show kindness to those who never have been shown kindness to, how to walk in love, how to have humility, how to be humbled. And this man really showed me these traits, and to this day I use those traits at the age of 17 to distribute to many men who I come in contact with. Had an awesome conversation with my son yesterday, and I told him, I said, I think one of your problems is that you don't know how to respect authority. And he said, well, Dad, I said, no, listen to me, because at the end of the day, you working at a person's job, if that individual who writes your check, per se, I'm not saying that they singly put their name on your check, but they are over you, you need to have respect of authority. And I say this is the reason why a lot of us who are in this walk or in this trial of life, we go through these ups and downs because we are in curveballs, is because we didn't have that person to show us, look, how to respect one another. Well, some people will say, man, in order for us to give respect or get respect, you got to give respect. I got that. But at the end of the day, I still got to show them who I am regardless of who they are. I still got to get up every morning and look in the mirror and ask God, do you appreciate how I am today, God, or is there something in me that needs to be changed? Every day there's a self-evaluation of Dwayne Woods. I'm not talking about Prophet Woods. I'm talking about Dwayne Woods, the man. And I remember, I believe it was Pastor E. No, I take it back. It was my mentor. He asked me this one question. He said, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? And I believe I said this with Pastor E. Who are you? I'm not talking about what you do. I'm talking about who are you? And there is no good answer, no bad answer. It's just a life demonstration to tell people, hey, this is who I am. And when you begin as a man to find out who you are, who you are called to, and who God has called you to be, then you can sum it up of who I am. That's my time. I'm going back on mute.
Regulate.
Everybody.
Regulate. I want everybody to first of all know that Prophet Dwayne Woods is a cornerstone here at Man Up. There is no hiatus. There is no time off. We do what God tells us to do, and we come back in order. He's on the broadcast every Sunday, every first and third Sunday, reconnecting in May. Come on out and hear this word. The Prophet's Closet is awesome. And this brother, you can watch him live on Facebook. Follow him on Facebook. Dwayne Woods is spelled D-U-A-N-E. Do not get it mixed. D-U-A-N-E. Dwayne Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Get connected with him. I'm telling you, the word is, we brothers. That's all you need to know. Come on, somebody else out there, get the conversation. Come on, let's light it up. Go ahead, Doc.
We're coming back on the first Monday. I mean, the first Sunday of next month. We're talking about issues. Man, issues. Somebody say issues.
Issues.
We all got them.
We all got them.
Yeah,
amen.
Got you.
Hey, man, you guys get ready for that. But we want to give an opportunity for that one person out there that you don't even know why you're here. You've been listening to this stuff, and at first it sounded like blah, 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 but all of a sudden it started to make sense. It started to come around. And God, these guys are really looking at themselves, and you want to know more why we do it? I can tell you the only reason I do it is because of a five-letter name, J-E-S-U-S. He changed my life. He gave me a new life. And I don't have to look back at the old. I can start now and move forward. Higher with him. Now one. We want to talk to you right now. All of us are ministers of the word. All of us can share with you how we found him and how he has led us to know more about him. That is why we're really here. But other than that, if you're here, want to just get up. If you need prayer, dial one. If you just want to know more about Clarence, myself, Prophet Dwayne, Pastor James, Minister Michael, Pastor Terry, anybody on this network, dial one. We'll get at you right now and let that be known. Other than that, Clarence, we want to give you the opportunity to close us out. We have done everything God has called us to do tonight. I know I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. My notebook is fat, and now it's time to go to work. I'm glad you – as a matter of fact, I want you guys to know, Clarence came up Sunday to church, and I wasn't there. But he did not leave. He stayed, and at the end, he gave me a hard copy of Regulate. So guess what I've been taking notes in? The soft copy. I've been writing marking all up in that, and it's now my workbook. You guys do the same thing. Go ahead, close us out, Clarence. Let people know where they can find you, how they can connect with you, how they can get the book here if they're out of state on Amazon or personally here in California. As a matter of fact, you could drop off some books here, and we'll put them in our office and put them in our store and make them available to our listeners.
I'll do that. I'll be there Sunday to do that.
Amen.
First of all, let me just thank God for everybody that's on this broadcast and those who will go to the archive to listen to it later. Brother James, Brother Dwayne, mother, brother that came on, a sister, Dr. Minister Terry. I don't know how she do it, but she always posts the scripture right there when you say it, when you follow in the comments on Pastor E's shows. I don't know how you do it. God bless you all. I have a website. It's regulatethemanual.com. My personal phone number, if you get a pencil, I'll give that to you in a second, because we need to connect. We need to communicate. And when it comes to issues, there's not one issue that we cannot regulate. We can regulate each and every issue or dilemma, situation, or circumstance that come before us. Because all we need to recognize and realize is that is just a challenge that God put before us to conquer. That's all that is. We don't know the answer or the solution to that. There's somebody on earth that does. We just have to go get the information and solve that problem. Jim Allen, I'm Regulate the Man on Twitter and Instagram. Hit me up. My number is 310-692-3213. I hope that each and every listener get at least one book of this. And if this book is capable and able to do what the name said, get one for a youngster, you know, because this book can help us all. There's things in here that we all can relate to. Once again, I love each and every one of y'all.
And we love you too, bro.
Thank and glory to God.
We love you too, man. And I hope, I want to just, don't hang up, nobody. I want to just kind of point out a couple of key things. Number one, from this day forward, Clarence, and this was appointed by Prophet James Hudson. Yeah, he 542. He don't like titles, but he was prophetic tonight. You are the regulator. So from now on, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to the regulator. We're not talking about the regulator. What was his name? Rock Box, the rapper, Long Beach.
Warren G.
We talk about.
Oh, yeah, Dank Dawg and Warren G.
Now, we ain't talking about Warren C. and Nate Dawg. We talking about Clarence M. Allen, the regulator, and you have been appointed that. I heard it come out of James' mouth. You are the regulator. Secondly,
we want to go
farther. This is not a time to play just for a Tuesday. I want to make it available that we build a brother network. And we're going to call it the Good Dude Network.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we already got the website. Me and myself and Lonzo Williams, some of you guys know him, not without Lonzo. He was in the forefront of NWA. He is the hip hop godfather of rap out here, hip hop out here on the West Coast. He's my brother. He's my friend. We developed about a year ago. I got to tell you this, guy. You guys got to listen to this story, because this is what the Good Dude Network is about. All of a sudden, I started getting calls from people wanting to get printing from me, and I was like. I called him and I said, hey, bro, man, thanks, man. He said, no, man, you're a good dude. He said, man, you got good prices. You do what you say you're going to do, and you come through when you say you're going to come through, and you're a good dude. I said, bro, we need to, because you're a good dude, too. Everybody I send to him, he treats them like it's me. So we created this network. We got the .com. We got the website. It's in dormancy right now. But I want to invite everybody else that we get involved in the Good Dude Network. That's not Man Up on Tuesdays. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You may need an ear. You may need a friend. You may need a brother. You may need an uncle. You may need a cousin. You may need a homie. You may need a ride or die. You may need, and that's what we are all about when you're a good dude, because there is a difference between a real nigga, and I hope you guys don't get offended about that, but in the streets, that's how a lot of people interact with each other. Oh, he a real nigga. A real nigga turn on you. A real nigga tell on you. A real nigga will sleep with your wife. A real nigga will take your money. But a good dude mm-hmm. will respect you. A good dude will honor you. A good dude will watch your back instead of taking your back. I'm going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys yep. to please hear my heart, and let's learn to talk together weekly here on Man Up, but also collectively out of here. I love that Clarence shared his number. There was a rapper from Houston back in the late 90s. His name was Mike Jones. This boy put his real yep. phone number out there. It's Mike Jones. I'm saying Mike Jones put his real phone number out there. People were calling him. You know, he became big.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yep,
by sharing his real phone number. Well, my real phone number is 562-413-3710. I'm available to talk to you, my brother, at any time, in time of need, in a time of distress, in a time of not knowing who to call. Call me. And if I'm not the one mm-hmm. with the right voice, I got other brothers out here. James Hudson, Michael Neverly, Clarence Allen, Bruce Johnson, so many names. I can just keep throwing them. So many pastor friends of mine that we can direct you to. But we cannot go here and leave here without knowing how serious this is and how much we need each other. I cannot mm-hmm. be the man I'm supposed to be without you.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk. I cannot be the man I'm supposed to be. Yes, God can lead me. But
man.
Don't you know that me and you have experiences that we can – I know what to say to you. And in the deep trenches, you know what to say to me. But we're so big and bad that we don't want to share and be submissive to one another. All I'm saying is let's be good dudes.
Yeah, good dude network.
Let's good be
good
dudes.
Dudes.
Let's be good dudes. Let's be there for each other. And you
yeah,
know how
good,
I roll.
Yeah.
I'm a good dude, bro.
Right.
And that don't mean a good dude is going to let you use them and abuse them. That don't mean that
yep,
a good dude is going to make you go. You ain't going to dog a good dude because a good dude know a user when they're coming. A good dude knows
right.
how to say no. A good dude knows how mm-hmm. to say, hey, brother, you can do it this way and get my help, or you got to stay over there and do it your way. That's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Let's connect, let's do things better, and let's do it together. Finally, I got to say this. I see somebody hung up, but I got to say this. April 29th is Pastor E's birthday. I want everybody to turn up with me.
Mm-hmm.
I need you all to turn up with me, and I don't know how God is going to speak to your heart, but turn up with me on April 29th. I'm turning 59. There's been a lot of requests to send $59. $5,900, $59,000, $590,000, $5,900,000, $5 trillion. Whatever which one you pick, we're going to receive it because it's going to P2P community development that we can grow our ministry, that we can continue to keep the doors open, and that we can continue to reach the lost and unsaved of our city, of our community, of our state, of our nation, and then the world. Help us
right.
help somebody else. That's our dedication for our birthday this year. Now, for those of you out there that really love me, y'all know my Cash App. Show it to P2P, but also do what you're going to do for me on your own. We're not telling you to mm-hmm. take away from what you want to do, but if you would be like to be a part of this challenge, give to P2P Community Development for my birthday. And it will bless somebody. We love you guys.
That's right.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. And come Sunday, 10 a.m., we're going to celebrate my birthday in person. I don't know what they're feeding, but we got food. We got something going on this Sunday for our celebration Sunday of all April birthdays, particularly mine. Amen. We love you guys. Minister Michael, close us out in prayer.
Okay, all right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, manning up, regulating, and displaying structure. in this discussion today. Lord, I want to pray that we revive everybody's spirit that's been listening to this broadcast today. Revive the spirit to regulate, to take care of their business, to just be soldiers for the Lord. You know, just be soldiers for the Lord first, and take care of yourself, and you know, just continue to praise the Lord and be consistent with it. You know, sometimes we fall short every now and then, but Lord, I just pray that you just revive everybody's spirit on here. Just continue to teach your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Man, don't tell me you can't pray with no 16 bars. Hey, man, check this out. Regulate. Regulate.
Regulate. Right.
Come on, give us a little something, Mike.
Regulate. Won't pass me, impress me, left me. Know that this work distressed me. It's time to take stand, stop working for that other man. I don't mind when them haters try to bring the drama. Don't know lies without a winning sack of marijuana. Pray for the next day. I got to pray for a better way. Gotta take control, gotta save my soul. Make tomorrow a better day. Want me to get you, get with you. Hey, don't let me hit you. Visualize these pictures, spitting holy Bible scriptures. Don't let me rock the mic. Break it down proper like a sign of rock and I. Here's the wrong and right. Happy more than one. So hey, keep my game tight. They say, do want the others they have done onto you. If you practice for who smoke a blunt to. Hey, hey.
I regulate to get my life in order. I regulate to say I'm gonna get older. I regulate cause I want the Father to tell me how to live my life in order. I regulate to tell the truth today. I regulate so I can live a different way. I regulate so I'm not what I used to be. I regulate so I'm what God chose me to be. Regulate. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready.
Hey.
Freestyle.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Y'all ain't ready. Oh. I regulate.
Man up.